Hi everyone, it is Wednesday, February 7th. It is 7:07 p.m. I figured I'd give a few updates as I have a few things to talk about. So, I've been going to work this week. I just had work today. I had two clients, and I'm seeing the same two clients next week. And next week is Valentine's Day, this next Wednesday. And my friend is actually coming over, and we're going to have our own little Valentine's Day celebration. I'm going to show him how to play certain games, and we're going to exchange Valentine's Day presents. I don't know if I mentioned on here what I got him, but I got him fudge. I got him these chocolate-covered Oreos that are individually wrapped. You can get them at like TJ Maxx, Marshall's, and I got him a pair of lounge pants. I actually have his food stuff in a backpack so that my dog, if he jumps onto our guest bed, so that way he doesn't try to eat it, because like dogs cannot have chocolate. It's like poisonous to them. So yeah, but I'm going to give him that. And then for my mom, I got her chocolate covered pretzels, got her scented soap, and I got her a salt scrub. And then my brother and I, well, we don't exchange, but he gets stuff for me. I don't get anything for him because it would be weird. Well, not weird, but not really appropriate. But I didn't get him anything. So last night we were going to go to a wake, but we weren't really up to going. And it wasn't really someone who we like knew all that well, that we were very close to, so we decided like not to. And we decided not to go. My brother was on a trip last week, so he had just gotten back yesterday, or no, got back on Monday, so he was exhausted still. So yeah, he got me a keychain from that trip. And yeah, so that's about it for now, and I will talk to everyone soon. Hi everyone, it is 8:55 p.m. It is Monday, February 12th, so I know I talked about how I would only come on here and record if I had an update. So basically, I do have some updates. So on Saturday, my friend came over. We exchanged Valentine's Day presents. He got me a Louisiana crunch cake, which my mom and I finished, and he and I had a piece as well. It's basically an Entenmann's cake. It's a Louisiana crunch cake. It's amazing. And then he got me Mounds bars, which I didn't have any of those yet. And then he got me this teddy bear that's holding a heart. And we had a nice time. I showed him how to play that Dice World game that I like to play. So I don't know if I had mentioned this on here, but there's this thing where paratransit, where Access Link partners up with Uber and Lyft. So basically what they'll do is they will send out Uber drivers and or Lyft drivers, depending on what you signed up for, to pick you up from places. So it's almost like taking an Uber or Lyft, whatever, but it's through Access Link. So they send out any old Uber driver or Lyft driver. And they don't tell them that, okay, like you need to pick the person up curbside and you need to get out of the car and help them. And, you know, these people you're picking up are handicapped. So there's a disconnect there. And basically there were a few incidents with this. We thought it would be better because you go straight to where you're going. And I actually had a ride home from my friend's house, but I went all the way home instead of having to transfer because it was available in her region, but it wasn't available in my region yet. So there were a few instances with him. One, basically, to make a long story short, the first lady wouldn't help him. My mom told her that he was blind, and the lady was screaming at her, and almost basically her one door didn't work. She was trying to get him to go in on the side facing traffic, and she was parked in the middle of the street. She basically drove off with her door wide open. She wouldn't tell them her name. So that was another one that, and that was just like the nutshell version. Then the second guy, we were trying to tell, you know, they were trying to tell this guy that my friend was blind, and he kept saying no English, no English. Like, he didn't speak a lick of English, and he was again parked across the street. He was trying to get in the car, and then like he drove off while my friend had his hand on the door handle. So there was that. And then there was a, the third one was, they say third time's a charm, because they left, and then they got him another trip. The third one was a charm, and the guy came out and got him and took him to the car, but he also had an instance at school, because they have to send them where AccessLink sends, tells them to go. They have to go wherever AccessLink sends them. He was at the wrong spot. Luckily, his neighbor was able to pick him up from school. But there have been a lot of problems with this Lyft thing. Like, there's a disconnect there, and it's crazy. Like, my friend was like, if this is not, like, if I, next time I get a Lyft, I'm not going out. I'm not dealing with this, and I don't blame him. Like, he has a lot of anxiety. He's, like, stuck. It's sad. It's another story. I'm not going to air out his personal business on here, but it's just, he just gets very anxious and stuff. And I know that sounds very vague, but like I said, I'm not going to air out his personal business on here. So like even today, he was like, I'm not going to school, because he got a text saying that a Lyft ride was scheduled to pick him up. He did call them last week and say he wanted to opt out, and I guess they didn't listen. And he called again today, and they said they would take care of it, and it takes 5 days to go through. So he's not going tomorrow, but they closed the school anyway because of some weather delay, some inclement weather we're having. So we're getting snow tomorrow. So, yeah, but also with this Europe trip, I decided I'm not going. Basically, the nutshell version is that, well, my friend booked the flight, and she wanted me to book it first, so I have a feeling she's going to be upset that I backed out, but it was very expensive. I actually was trying to look on the British Airways website, and it was very tricky to navigate. I was putting in all the information, and I hit, find flights, and it wasn't going, so I called the airline. They gave me the price. It was outrageous. I'm not going to say what it is, but it's outrageous. I'm not paying that. And then my mom went on the British Airways website. We looked at the same flights I was looking at. And again, it was like, for some reason, she wasn't seeing the round trip, but she was seeing the price if you were booking the 2 one-way trips. And again, that was like, I guess, well, you add them up. That sounds, that sounds right. So she said, call the airline again and let me know. And just let me hear it. Tell them you're blind. Tell them you need help booking the flight. Tell them I couldn't do it. So I did that. And they said, yeah, it was the same price that they gave me, that somebody else gave me earlier. I was like, okay, thanks. I'm not booking that. I'm like, nope, that is outrageous. I'm not paying that. So I told my friend, I can't afford it. I'm not paying that. The price she paid was a lot less. I don't know. I don't understand that. Maybe because the price went up. I don't get it. But yeah, I can't afford that. So I'm just not going to be able to go. But yeah, I'm just, hanging out right now. And, like I had mentioned before, well, we have a 2-hour delay tomorrow at work because we're getting some snow. Have to work Wednesday. Wednesday's Valentine's Day, so we're going to be exchanging Valentine's Day gifts. And next I think I'm going to end it here because that was all really I had to say. And I know these are not going to go up like at the end of the week like they used to. These are just going to kind of like go up whenever. So I will talk to everybody soon.